Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Here it is, another week.
Another week, another dollar.
Another week of podcasting.
Which, since we work in radio, we only get paid a dollar per week.
Mel came back and was like, is there anything I could do? And I'm like, well, we got a podcast. Goes,
that means Mel was only asking just so you would say, no, you're good. You're good.
I wouldn't mind. I actually kind of like editing, but the podcast, I don't know. I love them.
You like editing, but you don't like just talking?
I guess because we talk all the time. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
So, not that I don't mind talking more, because when I get home, then I'm like talked out, which is fine. That's everybody in radio. But I'm thinking, you know, I like editing.
I don't think people realize, and this is going to sound like first world problem me, but how tiring it is to talk for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Like, you know, I've had somebody recently who's not in radio, but who has to be on. Like, they take clients out all the time. And so they're always entertaining and that kind of thing. And they said the same thing.
Right, right.
So anybody that has to, I think, talk a lot or deal with people a lot, it's fine, but it does use a lot of your energy during the day.
And we have the benefit of being in a medium where we can, like, we have a lot of commercials and music. Hey, Rich Wyatt, yes. Making his Melissa and Austin show after the show debut.
Welcome to the podcast.
Rich, an engineer here at Odyssey. honestly, the best in the business.
He is.
Wow.
Rich, he's super nice,
does
too.
The Bulls games?
Yeah, does the Bulls games. Rich, actually, here, pop on this mic over here. Okay?
Oh, God.
Rich.
Hi.
So what is it you do with the Bulls?
I stand there and I'm a fan.
I play point guard.
I play point guard.
Yeah,
fan.
You know, score 2 points a game.
Nice.
No, I'm the audio broadcast engineer.
Yeah.
So I get Chuck Sworsky, Bill Winnington, and Alyssa Bergamini on the air.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Fun. And with courtside, it's amazing. It's a fun gig.
It's how most people can get the Bulls nowadays.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
By radio.
Yeah, because you know, yeah. Radio.
Okay, question.
Answer.
Outsider question.
Here we go.
What do you do when you screw something up?
Ooh.
How do you fix it?
Good question.
Well, it depends on what's wrong. First thing, breathe.
Smart.
That's always a good first step.
You just have to have a calm head and just kind of figure out. We've dropped off the air before. And you just find the situation. We've lost power before. You just really have to first assess the situation and what's the problem. And then if it's a power thing, okay, you know, go along the lines of troubleshooting. You just kind of go down the line.
Yeah.
When we've dropped off the air before, where did this start? You know?
Yeah.
You know, there was a buzz in, you know, where's the buzz coming from?
Yeah, right.
It depends on the situation, but we've had them all.
Well, how long have you ever been off the air where you really, then you're starting to panic?
Ooh.
Well, that's a funny story. So Mexico City.
Okay.
We did this broadcast in Mexico City where the Bulls are playing the Orlando Magic. And it was a brand new arena. And we were off the air for a couple minutes, like 3 or 4 minutes.
Oh, wow. That is a long time.
It was a long time when you're play-by-play. And we were basically the internet that was in the stadium. Every time someone bought something or anything, it was the internet was.
It was like glitching, basically.
It would anytime someone would buy something, we would lose internet because they literally had one path that they came into this building. So all the POS systems or anything that they have, like in the. When people would buy T-shirts or any merch or anything like that.
That's like constant food?
Throughout the
food,
game.
Yeah. Food, what? Anything.
Well,
everything.
That would be going in and out.
It was awful. We ended up on a POTS line, which is like it's a plain old telephone system, like a normal normal phone line.
Yeah.
So we ended up on a phone line. And
I was like, yeah, I've heard of a telephone.
And so luckily I brought this piece of equipment that had POTS that we could tie into, but Orlando Magic Radio was not so lucky, so they never went back on the air.
Oh my gosh. We got back
on the air, but we actually had... When we dropped, I had to get my cell phone and I gave it to Chuck and Chuck called the game from my cell phone.
Oh my gosh.
And then we got back on this POTS line and then we were fine. So it just doesn't sound as good as you know, quality internet.
Yeah. Better than not being on at all.
Exactly. Yeah. So that was probably the most tragic story I've ever had being off the air on a Bulls broadcast.
What's your favorite Chuck and Bill story?
Ooh.
That you can share?
Ooh. There's so many. These guys are just so wonderful to work with. I don't know. That's a good question.
Did they buy you coffee?
Did they buy you coffee?
Did they give you treats?
No. Like,
did they give you treats?
Yes, actually.
Have you ever gotten candy from them?
I get one every game. Chuck Swirsky asked me, I've been doing this my seventh season now. Chuck asked me a long time ago, what's your favorite candy bar? And I was like, 100 grand bar. And
good choice.
I get 100 grand bar every single game.
What?
For the last 7 years.
That's more than the players.
I have a feeling that they do something like that.
So it's really helping my girlish figure, you know?
Yeah. Is it a full-size bar?
It's a full-size bar.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck's worse.
I think if you ever forgot how disappointed you'd be.
I know.
No, you know, I got to the point where I was like, you don't have to do this anymore. I really don't need this every game. And he was like, no, I do.
Yeah, you said that with a mouthful of 100 grand.
I really don't.
You should be like, can you just give me 100 grand?
Yeah, no.
Bill might be able to.
Yeah.
He used to play in the league.
Yeah. He did. But he's a listener. Money was different back then.
Yeah. He's a listener of the show.
He is. Big listener of the show.
He's a big fan of you guys as well. So.
We love him.
He's our favorite of the 90s Bulls.
He is our favorite of the 90s Bulls. I don't think I can name another 90s Bulls player.
Did he ever tell you guys the story about him and Michael Jordan when they scored, I think it was 57 points combined? Jordan had 55 and he had 2.
And he held up a sheet of paper with the number 2 on it. Took his photo with it.
Jordan passed him the ball. He got his 2 points and that was it. They won the game.
So. All right, Rich, last question because I know you're a busy guy. Okay. Thank you for entertaining us.
This has been
a surprise, a sweet treat.
I know.
This
has been better than 100 grand bar. But that's sometimes the best podcast or the way things work out.
Right. Okay, so you told me that you were doing this job, obviously, for 7 years. You told me one time you had to do it through COVID, through the bubble, basically.
Yeah.
You had to broadcast the games, but you were doing it while they're in the bubble in Orlando. You're basically broadcasting the games from here at United Center.
Correct.
And this is all when, like, you know, social distancing, all of that's all into play. How do you pull that off?
So the NBA gave us a fiber line and we were able to get a multi-feed view. So I had put a TV screen that we had. Well, I had to buy a couple TVs. But we were in this, we called it the bunker. It was this area where they...
GoldenEye.
Yeah, this area where they film a bunch of promos that play on the Jumbotron and everything. Mm-hmm. So we're just this room with no windows and in the basement of below the... below the United Center, basically. And so I had a TV screen with a quad feed. We had a feed from the NBA that had, there was no people in the arenas. Mm-hmm. So they had this, the cheers of the fans.
Oh, that's like with,
static so noise.
They were doing that with all the sports games,
yeah.
weren't they?
Yeah. Yeah. The Cubs too. We did the Cubs that way too.
The cardboard cutouts were big.
Yes.
And then all the court noise. So the sneakers and stuff. But you had to be careful because there's no people to drown out some of the swears from the players or any of the conversations that the players were having on the court.
And the FCC doesn't give any breaks there.
Not at all.
Yeah.
So they would give us this audio feed and the video. And then I set up a bunch of TV screens that these guys could, like Chuck and Bill had one in each in front of each.
Because they're
front
calling
of them.
The games from United Center.
From United Center in the basement off of a TV screen, which
my
is complicated.
Because
you're
hard.
Working off of the camera operator, mm-hmm. right? There's like certain things that you would call and you're like, wait a minute. Nope, that wasn't right. No, it was this. Or, mm-hmm. you know, you just couldn't be sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not like you're just turning your head. You're really relying on the camera guy, like getting
to
the
get
shots
all that.
That you
and
need.
Some camera guys are more of the away team, right? So you're not getting all of your team. You're getting the other team.
Oh, wow.
So that was complicated with that. But yeah, they would send us this audio feed with that. And then they would send us the video feed. And then I just set up a bunch of TV screens. And it was quite a setup.
Yeah.
Well, every single game, I had to tear it down and set it up.
How long did that take?
It took like 4 hours.
Wait,
you would have to tear it down after every game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, geez.
Four hours to set it up. Not 4 hours, not 2 and 2.
No.
You couldn't set
but
it up
also,
and just
like,
leave it.
I'm sure I could have, you know, if I would have gone a little quicker. I didn't want to, you know, there's a lot of intricate parts and everything.
Yeah.
I didn't want to mess
careful.
It up. So,
well, and that's harder for you because you, normally you're only worried about the audio.
Mm-hmm.
But with this, you were worried about the video as well.
Mm-hmm. And so I even took a feed off of their TV, which I called the instant replay, which wasn't instant replay. All it was a delayed feed, the feed that if you were on TV watching TV, that's the view that you would see. I ran a coax cable across the room to so that Bill could actually get this feed, and it was the instant replay, as we called it, where it was the guys would watch it real time, and then they could be like, wait a minute, no. And then they would watch the actual TV feed that everyone
which
else
is like
watching,
seconds later,
which is a couple seconds later, and be like, oh no, he did actually do this, or this was
smart.
Out of bounds.
Oh, wow.
So it was like,
that's so smart.
So many layers to it.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it was insane. But you had nothing else to do. So I was glad to be there so early to set up, tear down. I would just turn on some music and jam out and set everything up.
That's
and,
nice.
And kind of a perfectionist. So it looked really cool. Yeah.
Well, Rich, you're really, really, really good at your job. And, and I feel like more people need to know you and what you do because you do work very hard and you do a very good job. In fact, next week, Melissa and I are going to be in Nashville, and you are playing a big part in helping us get our audio up and running. And
you have to do all the work.
Here.
I'm just giving you all the stuff.
But you're running us through it and everything, giving us the crash course. So you are the man, Rich. We
thank
love
you,
dude.
Love
you
guys
are the
too.
Best.
You
this company
best.
Is lucky to have
thank
you.
Very lucky. We
thank
need
you.
More riches.
We need more.
Well, they cost $100,000.
$100,000. Yeah. No wonder
don't
he
I wish.
His name is Rich because of the kind of candy bar he likes. No, thank you, Rich.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, thank you for this. This is very nice.
And that's for me, isn't it?
This is for you. It's a card reader.
Ooh.
He gave me a
carburetor. Carburetor?
No, a carburetor.
Yeah, he gave me a carburetor.
Just in case.
Just in case, you know.
He also gave me a Cadillac converter.
Yeah,
so,
off of someone's car. That,
yeah, he just goes down
it.
To the parking garage downstairs, the prudential.
There's
get some good money for those, you know.
Rich, you're the man.
You're the man,
thank you guys.
Rich. We love you.
Love you guys.
Thanks, Rich.
That was going to be an interesting podcast.
This is, you know,
there we go.
You never know what you're going to get with the show after the show.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Hey, let's bring in Marcy.
Marcy.
Our boss Marcy's here. Marcy.
You want to join
our
podcast?
We just interviewed Rich on our podcast.
That's amazing.
Yeah. To say something nice about Rich.
Oh, no pressure.
Rich smells good.
Oh, he does,
good
doesn't
answer.
He? He does.
Yeah.
He does. He was just hugging you, Mel.
He smells very good.
This is an audio-only
medium.
That's not
a question. He does, period.
I know. He smells the best in the building.
The best
in
the building.
I can still smell you from over here. It smells good.
I know.
Thank you.
Ladies.
Ladies.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What have we been talking about today, guys?
I don't even know what we were talking about at first.
Well, we really didn't even hardly get started.
We were talking about how Mel didn't want to do the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Mel didn't want a podcast today. She was
I just want to edit
video. And then we were talking about how hard it is to talk for an extended amount of time. And then Rich came in to give me a card reader. And we said,
this is thrilling and compelling.
Let's talk to Rich. Well, this is the show after the show podcast.
This is so compelling.
This is truly after the show.
This isn't the show. This is the show after the show.
How about this, Marcy? How about we end this podcast with you?
Oh, what a surprise. Melissa wants to end the podcast.
We've been talking for 15 minutes. Yeah. How about you end our podcast with telling us how much you love the Melissa and Austin show with Kyle?
Ooh. Is that the full name of the show?
Is that the full name? Did we just change it?
Did we put me in
the podcast today? We had to.
I mean, my love knows no end. And my love is abound for this show.
Great. More than Scotty K? No, I'm not.
Oh, she said no!
Wait, what?
She says no!
This podcast took a turn.
I knew it. We should do the show after Scotty K's show is what this podcast should be. We should rebrand.
Love you both.
Love you both. Rich Wyatt, Marcy Brown, are two of our best coworkers.
Yeah.
Last thing I was going to say. Okay. Mel really wants to get out.
Well,
we're really dragging it out.
We have to end on the high note.
You say drag it out after 5 minutes. You're like, guys, I think that last 5 minutes.
You know how you like feel? That's the end.
Melissa started the podcast by like, all right, last thing we'll ask.
Yeah.
No, sports talk radio, like it's hard for what we do. Mm-hmm. Sports talk radio, when you have to carry 12-minute breaks,
ugh.
I used to have to
but
host.
But they get good at that after a while. They just get used to rambling.
Sometimes.
I used to have to do a 4-hour show that I would host with like one other co-host. And oh my gosh, every day I felt like I had just run a marathon.
Yeah.
Kyle knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Woo. It's not easy.
It's not.
But
we can't complain because there's people out there who are working on cranes 1,000 feet up in the air.
So much harder.
Working on freezing days, mm-hmm. 110 degree weather outside.
Yeah.
Laborers. I mean, that's really hard.
The hardest thing about what we do is waking up early. That's it. And if that's the hardest thing,
we're fine.
We're
fine.
We're blessed, as Melissa's dog walker would say.
Stay blessed.
That's a whole nother story.
Melissa's ex-dog walker.
Yeah.
Check out our Best Of podcast if you want to check out that whole saga.
Stay blessed, though.
Stay blessed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.